Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Today we want to continue with our subject of the Holy Spirit. Things that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Part 3. Many people, they know Psalm 23. It's a psalm that David wrote which describes his relationship with God. It says that the Holy Spirit will restore you. The Holy Spirit will renew you. And the Holy Spirit will refresh you. You will never run out of power. You will never run out of ability. We are reading Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That means I have no need. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Amen.
Amen.
David had a revelation of the Holy Spirit that was uncommon for people in those times. He recognized the place and the working of the Spirit of God in his life. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my guide. He's leading me." In 2 Corinthians, it says, the Bible tells us that the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is that Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. He is a shepherd and bishop of your soul, as it says in 1 Peter. He's a shepherd and he's a bishop of your soul. He guides you and he pilots your life. He leads you to green pastures and makes you to lie down. That means he brings you to a place of plenty and causes you to abide there, to stay there. In that place of plenty, you will have peace, because he also said in Psalm 23, verse 2 to 4, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Yes, he will restore you. He will renew you. He will refresh you. I don't know if you understand that meaning. When you're tired, when you can't anymore, he refreshes us. Praise God. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's own handwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." God has already planned a life for us. A life of blessings. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
In other words, the Holy Spirit will take charge of your circumstances. He can manage your day. You have met people that you shouldn't have met in your life. You have found yourself in places where you shouldn't have been. You may have been in a job that you shouldn't have done. The life, maybe you have friends that you shouldn't have had in your life. This is all possible when you walk in your own strength and without his guidance. He's that taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. This is the life that he has brought us in. He can manage your life. If you say, I cannot anymore, he can. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You're not a child of chance. The people you meet are not supposed to come into your life by chance, by an accident. The best place to be is in God's perfect will for your life. When you are in God's perfect will, it doesn't matter what you face. It doesn't matter how big the giant is. It doesn't matter how high the mountain is. It doesn't matter how deep the valley is. You're more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. No wonder David said, yes, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and staff, they comfort me. The Holy Spirit is here to help you. He can take care of your circumstances. He can take care about all your life. He knows what is to be put out of your life. He knows what to do about thoughts that come into your mind. He says, I will cause you to do my will. This is why every child of God must have the Holy Spirit. You need the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your life. He says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise God. Mm-hmm. As you are getting older and older and wrinkles are coming, still the inward is renewed. Yes, you can be renewed every day by the Word of God through the work of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 103, verse 5, it says, who satisfies your mouth with good things. He satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He says, he will renew your youth as the eagles. The eagle is a very special bird, unique bird. It pulls out its feathers as it grows. And the new feathers are coming in the place of the old ones. So constantly the eagle is renewed. The Holy Spirit will renew your youth, your strength, your vitality, like the eagle, every day in you. He'll make you like the tree that it speaks about in Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Always prospering, always prospering. That is what the Holy Spirit brings in our lives. When the Holy Spirit lives in you, he will restore you, he will renew you, and he will refresh you. When your strength fades, and the devil may think that he's done with you, now you're out. You're not. It's then when the Holy Spirit takes over and causes to give strength, so that you will be able to rise. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9, it says, but we have the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Praise God. Nothing can destroy us.
Amen.
When you begin to speak words of power, the words that you read in the Word of God, the devil cannot understand it. And he has to leave.
Amen.
In Psalm 60, verse 11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. Your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, are pleasures evermore."
Amen.
In the Lord, in the Holy Spirit, we have the pleasures. We have the joy.
Amen.
In Acts 3, it says, "Times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Times of refreshing. We can experience that every day. When we are down, when we feel tired, He will refresh us.
Amen.
God's presence brings joy into the heart of the believer and refreshes them. It doesn't matter how drained you may feel, spiritually, mentally, or physically, you can be refreshed by God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
In His presence, there is no room for spiritual drowsiness, no room for dryness, no room for to be cast down, because the Holy Spirit stirs up the joy of God in our soul. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and believe in His Word, then believe also in the Holy Spirit. And He will bring you excellence in your life. Daniel, the prophet Daniel, he had an excellent spirit. It says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm, over the whole kingdom." When the Holy Spirit lives in you, you have an excellent spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of excellence. When He comes into your life, there will be excellence in your mentality. There will be excellence in your work. There will be excellence in your health. There will be excellence in everything that concerns you. Just as David wrote, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns to me." The Bible tells us in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." This is a spirit of excellence that is at work in us. Excellence means that you're prospering spiritually, mentally, physically, and in every area of your life. What does it mean to progress, to prosper? It means to have over and above what you need. To walk in an elevated level with God. It means to be in a high class with God, where you can think like God thinks and move like God moves. The Holy Spirit will bring excellence into your life, and your health will also be excellent. It will not be fever today and high blood pressure tomorrow. No, He will bring excellence into your life every day.
Amen.
Psalm 1:3, it says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper."
Amen.
When you have the Holy Spirit in your life, you will be like a tree that is planted by the river. You will bring forth fruit in season. That means every time you're supposed to bring forth fruit, it will not fail. It will prosper. In other words, there will never be a time when you're unable to receive a harvest. Always harvest. Always harvest. He says also, your leaves shall not wither. Whatever you do shall prosper. Anything you put your hand to will turn to success. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, the spirit of excellence, is in your life. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 30 to 32, it says, "And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields, so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourself in your own sight, that for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, the house of Israel." Can you see what God is saying here? He's saying, "I'm doing this not because you paid the price or you did something about it. It's not because you look good. It's not because you prayed so much. It's not because you of anything that you do. But I'm doing it because it's been my plan all the time."
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's continue to read verses 33 to 36. "Thus says the Lord God, on that day I cleanse you from all your iniquities, and will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The desolate land shall be filled. Instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by, so they will say, the land that was desolate has become like a garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it." Praise God. God has said, "I will do it." He will put something where there is nothing. That is what he wants to do in your life. This is the Spirit. This is what the Spirit will accomplish in your life every day. If you let him, he will do it. Today we have learned that he will restore and renew and refresh you. Also we learn that he will bring excellence into your life. If you believe in Jesus with all your heart, you will be saved. If you believe in the Holy Spirit with all your heart, you will receive new strength. Also, you receive excellence. People will look at you and wonder why you shine amidst all the troubles of this world and the troubles in your life. Still, you shine. You don't need to be a minister of state. They call him Your Excellency. You are excellent, full of strength and vigor. When you are tired, you remember the words that he will renew your strength.
Amen.
When you are disappointed, you remember that he is by your side.
Amen.
When you feel down, you know he lifted you up.
Amen.
Many of God's people had to go through tough times.
Amen.
Noah, he had to build a boat where there was no water. Elijah, he prayed that he would die because he was fed up with the ministry. Jeremiah said, I don't want to preach the word anymore. And he was in prison for preaching the word. Many of the early Christians were persecuted and killed. In communist countries, it's still happening today. Why do they continue? They get new strength. The Holy Spirit is by their side and strengthens them daily. The same is true for you. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you. He will refresh you. He will make you new. You don't need to be down. You're up. You don't need to despair. You have strength. You don't need to be sick. You have health. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.